is Jesus purgatory? That's a question in today's video. We're going to talk about it and why it matters to you. So where did I even get this idea? So a few videos ago, a few weeks ago, I had this video that I really, really loved. I'd been working on for a long time, where I came up with 20 different scripture verses. And one of the conclusions that I came to in the video was that Jesus is purgatory. I remember I was washing my hands and I was doing something, and after looking at all these verses, I thought, wait a minute, purgatory isn't just a place or this concept, this Catholic idea that some think was invented in the Middle Ages. Jesus is purgatory. He is it. And we must go through him to come to the Father. And that idea was born there. And the other day we had this scripture verse that I think really, 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 really affirms it. So on February 2nd, which is this amazing feast where we call it typically and traditionally Candlemas, where we bless these candles, and it's Jesus being presented there in the temple. In the first reading from Malachi, we hear this amazing reading where it talks about the servant of God who is, it's referring to Jesus, and it says that he will purify the sons of Levi as someone, a refiner's fire, and purifying them as you test and purify silver and gold. And so you get this scripture verse that exactly spoke about that idea in this. And I wanted that to kind of be the background for this, because this question of is Jesus purgatory is so important. It's more than just this one thing. It's more than just this one aspect, something that I'm arguing. And it's certainly more than just one part of the church. It gets at the root of who Jesus is and what life is really about. So let me connect it to your personal life. Many of you are married, and I specifically want to speak to the women, and I want the men to put themselves in the woman's shoes, which I don't know if you do that often, but we should do that. So think about what life can be like for a woman. Now, I'm specifically thinking about my wife. We have our children and we have a 3-month-old. And one question that's come up is, should we have another child? Now, immediately in my wife's mind, that question is essentially asking, am I ready or can I accept the suffering that I will have to undergo in order to birth another child? That's really what she's asking. She's not really, really asking, can we afford it or this or that, but she's asking the question of suffering. And so I want to show you and connect that when we accept the love of another person, there is always suffering involved. And that's at the root of what it means to be a human being. Now, as a man, it could be the same thing if we talk about the stereotypical roles. I have to ask the question, can we afford it? Or another way is, am I willing to accept the suffering of working more to provide for another child and disciplining them and providing a safe house, etc.? So that question of suffering is of the utmost importance. And Jesus comes to show us. He comes to heal us, and he comes to offer us the love of God the Father. But that love of God the Father is not without its own suffering. In fact, he keeps speaking about doing the Father's will, and ultimately, what was at the root and at the core of the Father's will? It was Jesus' death on the cross. Now, part of the Father's will was also everything else that he did, and his ministry, and his teaching, and the healing, and all these other things. Those were essential elements, of course, but the root mission of Jesus Christ, as we all know, was to suffer and die on the cross for our salvation. So we can say and argue that in order to accept the Father's love, part of that was, am I willing to suffer to bring these people to salvation? And that's what's brought to us every single day, and that's really what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. Are you willing to suffer to bring other people to salvation? First of all, to bring yourself to salvation through Jesus Christ, but to bring other people, to bring others to conversion, to bring the souls in purgatory out of purgatory, all of that involves suffering. So in this sense, for us to go to the Father, we have to go through Jesus. And what does he represent? He represents, and he is like the poster child of suffering, the one who willingly and had the courage to finally say yes to that suffering that was presented to him. Now, I would say that this was a question that Adam and Eve said no to, and the church fathers would say this as well, so it's not something new for me to say this, that they basically were asked the same thing. I'm giving you this garden. The Father said, I'm giving you all these things. Are you willing to accept suffering along with it? And their answer was no. That's why they bit of the apple. They wanted the easy way out. They wanted just to take the pill. They wanted to take just bite the apple and everything will be okay, being God without paying the price. Do you see that? being God without paying the price. And God wants us to be God and to pay the price. And that's where purgatory comes in. Everyone that is going to heaven must say yes to God. They must say, yes, I accept you, God. I accept you, Jesus. I accept this image of God that you want me to be. I want to go to heaven. But it's not enough to want to be in heaven. And to be in heaven is to become like God. The saints tell us this, that we will become like God. Even the scriptures speak about this, that we will be transformed into God. But it's that question. Not just are you willing to be God, but are you willing to pay the price? And that's the most important question, because if you are not willing to pay the price, you cannot be God. Being God comes with suffering. We must go through Jesus to get to the Father. And what is Jesus? The cross, accepted with love and with humility. It's the same thing that a mother and a father have to accept every time they accept a new child. Yes, do you want a child? Yeah. Well, you have to pay the price, both in your body and in your work and in all these things that follow afterwards, right? But we all know the answer that, is it worth it? All of us know that the answer is yes. So, you know, I have my 3-month-old daughter, Rose. Is it worth the suffering that we went through? Yes. Amen. Every single day, all day long. And many of you would say the same thing, if not all of you would say the same thing about your own children. And so then that leaves us with purgatory. If you want to get to heaven, you have to go through purgatory first. And what is purgatory? Purgatory is Jesus. Purgatory is the cross. Purgatory is the suffering that we didn't accept here on earth because we were cowards or we didn't know that we were supposed to, that now we get the privilege to accept. Because that is the greatest privilege, my friends. The greatest privilege on earth is to be able to suffer for God and to be able to suffer for God willingly. So all of those that are in purgatory see purgatory as a privilege. Now, seeing purgatory from this angle, that purgatory is Jesus, purgatory is a privilege. Purgatory is the necessary suffering that we must go through, the price that we must pay if we want to be God and with God. I think it's important to take this angle because many people see purgatory as God taking out his anger on us, or just only from the angle of punishment, or you've been bad, so I need to just whip you until all my anger has gone away. And I want to put a completely different spin on it to help you see how essential it is and how we need it and to embrace it. So then the other question is, can we accept purgatory here on earth? And the answer is, of course we can. Yes, you can accept all the suffering that Jesus sends you here on earth and see that it is a privilege, that it is a price that you willingly want to pay to be his disciple, to be with him, to be with the Father. And if you accept that lovingly and humbly, then you will not have to go to purgatory because you will have gone through the necessary suffering that you had to pay, that God wanted you to pay in order to be worthy of heaven. Of course, Jesus pays the price for our salvation, but we must carry our cross and imitate him. So my friends, I leave you with that, and I want you to think about that. That life is constantly presenting to you this deep question, are you willing to pay the price? You want to be rich? You want to be this? You want to be holy? You want to be whatever it is that you want to be? Are you willing to pay the price? You want to be with Jesus? You want to be a saint? You want to enter into heaven? Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to go through purgatory? Are you willing to go through Jesus? Amen, and I'll see you in the next video. My friends, for those of you that are new, please subscribe, hit the like button, and support me in any way down below in the description.